Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast. With me, Kate Rhodes, and me, Kate Rhodes. Maysoon is going to be on our later bonus episode this week, so this is going to be just a little shorty. And then there'll be a bonus episode out on the 12th, and that is Saturday. That's when we're going to put up that old Root Division audio tour we keep telling you about. It's shaped up. It's finished. It's about 35 minutes long. So we'll put that out on Saturday morning or Friday night, maybe at midnight. And you can get it all queued up on your phone or whatever you're listening to your podcasts on, and you can head on over to Root Division, take a little tour. If you really want to, you could listen to it before you go and get a little preview of the show, and then just go look at the show like a normal person. Or you can go there and there's little MP3 players and headphones you can listen to it on, and a weird little sign that we made. Kind of a funny weird sign. The press preview for it is today, Wednesday. Anyway, point is, got a couple notes for you this week. Got a couple listener-submitted things we wanted to tell you about. Stairwells is having a fundraiser. Would you look at that? I'll have a link to that in the underworld. They're trying to raise like $5,000 to do some more stairwelling. You should go ahead and donate to them. Love them. Kala is getting a new roof. Did you know that? Oh my god. They had some really intense roof issues. You can give them a tax-deductible donation today. There's a link for that in the underworld. They need a damn roof, people. Are you aware of these things? Real Time and Space. The crazy studio co-op space. / public programming venue just opened up their applications for the 2016 residency year. It's only $7 to apply. So go ahead and apply for that. It's only $7, for fuck's sake. Link to that down in the underworld. I think the deadline is November 1st. I could be wrong. I have a studio there. A Real Time and Space. So you're really applying to be my studio buddy for a month. Just kidding. I will not bother you and let you work on your work. Unless you want to come down and hang out, that's also an option. Here's one from Bonanza. They're having the Bonanza 11 fire sale. A fall/winter clothing collection titled Bonza. Or also pronounced Bonanza, for Little Paper Planes LPP Plus Residency. You know, I've read that a million times, but I don't know if you're supposed to say the plus. Coming October 2015, everything must go. Bonanza is Lana Williams, Lindsay Tully, and Conrad Guevara. Pretty sure I said everyone's name right. Go to that. October 2015 at Little Paper Planes. Another thing I got in the mail. This is a big one. From our old pal, Jenny Sheriff, who was one of the people responsible for the parking lot art fair. You got Art Night SF happening over there in the Mid-Market District. About a million artists involved and institutions including the Asian Museum, Et Al., Incline Gallery, The Lab, everyone you can ever name. And the whole thing is happening September 17th, October 1st, and October 22nd. What do you think about Mid-Market? That's also where Root Division has their new location and their last pop-up location. That place used to be like the Times Square of San Francisco. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Following the 1906 cataclysm, The stretch of Market Street between Powell and Polk developed as a lively theater and shopping district that by night was a sea of flickering chase lights and glowing neon tubes that seemed to stretch to the horizon on marquees, announcing theater and cinema fare, and on towering blade signs like gigantic fiery chart pins identifying each theater and department store along the broad and bustling thoroughfare, a protean street of dreams, alive with the pulse of the city. The destruction of the Fox Theater was a death knell signaling the end of an era. The district lost much of its glamour when, under the 1967 Market Street Beautification Act, all of Market Street's brightly lit marquees and most of its neon blade signs were removed. When traffic was diverted away from the mid-market area by BART construction, the district's fate was sealed and it sank into a decline from which it has never recovered. It is a pretty intense neighborhood. What's going to happen, people? What do you think's going on in Mid-Market? Is about to go back to the ways of the turn of the century? A revitalization effort to rival its heyday in the 1950s and before? Who knows? What's going to happen to all the people that are there now? Market Street. The ongoing saga. I'm sure Maysoon would have a lot to say about this, but she's not here right now. All right, last week we had a listener write in about the kind of post-MFA funk. We had another response to that from Seth Garcia. Good. Do you have any advice for people that just got their MFA and are in a free fall?
You know, that's a tough question. I wish I did. You know, the United States isn't always very friendly to young artists, and you end up leaving school with a lot of debt. I think being an artist, you have to be a really stubborn person. So I think, like, when you graduate, consider how stubborn you are, because that's going to dictate how long you're going to be able to be an artist. And you really, you know, something that you really just, you have to do. Otherwise, go get a different job. Enjoy your life in a different way. Because it's never easy, right? I don't think it ever gets easy. Maybe for like a very small percentage of people, but not for me.
Well said. All right, I got a little bit of other stuff I'm going to jam in here at the end of this thing. Just a couple tidbits and whatnot.
Art can be hard to understand sometimes. If you feel like you don't get it, you can just stand there with a really concerned look on your face, and people will think you're smart. This work is so impressive that it makes me want to vomit. This work makes me feel like I am tripping balls. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Talking to Audrey.
Yes.
Heather.
Yes.
And Torea, a.k.a. Shipping and Receiving. I just was unclear when we were talking to someone else about this type of dome. They said geodesic. Oh. And I always thought it was geodesic. And now I'm afraid to ever say that word again.
That's fair. You should never say it again.
Okay. Fair is fair.
What would Buckminster Fuller call it? Does your dad know?
I think he always said geodesic, but I'm
sorry.
I mean, he could be wrong. It might be geodesic. Buckminster Fuller was always making up his own words too, so it's like whatever he pronounced it as was probably the way that you had to go.
Are you gonna trust a guy who pees his pants because he like can't take a break from giving a long lecture? Else like me.
I feel like the whole Buckminster Fuller is like a really big deal again now. I mean, maybe he was always a big deal, especially among like the sort of the guys with the beards. And I have actually been reading some of his books that I've found in different places, and they do not make any sense. It's just like, I do think the dome's cool. I've been to see the Dymaxion House because, you know, my dad's obsessed. And, like all of the objects, I think, are really interesting and beautiful, but just most of what Buckminster Fuller wrote, I just, I still don't quite understand what happened, but I hear the 70s were kind of a crazy time.
Make sure you watch out on Saturday the 12th, for our audio tour bonus episode and the opening of that show at Rude Division. Also on the 12th, my dog Wally is in an art show by Jess Smith that opens at 2291 3rd Street. That's in San Francisco, and that is the Minnesota Street Project. That may or may not be the place where I said the people may or may not be reptilian shapeshifters. But then again, have I not said that about almost every place in San Francisco? So go check out the show. It's some conceptual, very conceptual art. And the title of the show is And More Dogs. Congratulations! You listened to another episode of Congratulations Pine Tree. Thanks for doing it. It's just been a little short one. And Maysoon will be back. Don't worry. And watch out for her bonus episode on Saturday. It's a extra special one. We worked really hard on it. This will probably be the first, last, and only audio tour we ever make, because it was a lot of work. But it was a lot of fun. And we'll see you later on.